It is 5 o'clock. Good morning from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 46 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says aerospace giant Boeing has not lived up to its side of a deal that kept it from being charged criminally after two jetliner crashes.
The Justice Department says Boeing is now subject to prosecution, though the department is still determining how it will proceed in this matter. Those two MAX jet crashes killed hundreds of people. The first in Indonesia killed all 189 passengers and crew. The second in Ethiopia, 157. A congressional investigation found Boeing failed in its design and development of the MAX.
ABC's Lionel Moise reporting. In the journal Nature, a German climate scientist who studied tree rings declared the summer of 2023, last year, was the hottest in the Northern Hemisphere in more than 2,000 years. He helped desegregate Houston. His church announced the death of the Reverend William Lawson at age 95. This is ABC News. In Buffalo.
May God watch over.
Roberta A. Drury.
They rang a bell 10 times. Marcus, Mayor Byron Brown Gene spoke Morris. The names of the 10 black people gunned down two years ago inside a grocery store by a white nationalist. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer Aaron attending.
May God watch over the souls of those who died 2 years ago today. May those of us who remember them find strength and courage and the will to prevent tragedies like this in the future.
A memorial to be built in the victim's honor. Shop talk. We now know the name of the woman who will be looking for love as the Golden Bachelorette.
A 61-year-old grandmother will be the new Bachelorette, or more accurately, the first ever Golden Bachelorette. ABC has revealed Joan Vassos will follow in the footsteps of the Golden Bachelor, Gary Turner, the franchise's first ever geriatric lead. Vassos, a widow from Maryland, will start her journey for love this fall.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 72, lots of sunshine and pleasant conditions. Also east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers toward morning in the western areas and a low of 48. Thursday, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, a high of 70. Thursday night, isolated showers early, then partly cloudy, a low of 51. Friday, partly cloudy and then sunny and warm later, a high of 77. Saturday up to 80 with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm later at night. Currently in Richland Center, after the midnight reading today of 57, we have dropped sharply to the current reading, which is 46 degrees. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May 15th. It is time to officially start the broadcast day here at WRCO.
So proudly we hailed. the wings of the snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. On the flood many days, he searched for land, in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow.
Husky, as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem sung by Faith Hill, and we officially start the broadcast day here. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you as we get today started, Wednesday, May 15th. Where is the time evaporating to? My goodness, we must be busy or something. All of a sudden, here we are. Middle of the week, middle of the month. I noticed a family of raccoons as I drove in here this morning. They were running around, and I think Hank chased him out. He was going for maybe some leftover tacos in the dumpster or something. I don't know. But anyway, there was a little bit of a melee in the back, and they ran off as I drove in this morning. Otherwise, hopefully you avoid all the little animals as you head out and about today. We have some things to tell you about as we wake the town and tell the people. And coming up, a story about the Brewers and a win last night as well. Sal Frelick came through with a big-time hit, so... Details in about 10 when we check sports, including a whole bunch of high school scores, too. They're getting down toward the end of their spring sports season. Let's get the chores going, though. This is Kathy Matea.
All those untold stories, all those silent lies, we'll never know each other, keeping them deep inside. Let's wash away the troubles, keeping us apart. Keeping us apart. Tell those untold stories. Let the healing start. Now I don't want
might not ever know about all those untold stories, all those silent lies. We'll never know each other, keeping them deep inside. Let's wash away the troubles.
Highland seniors, as you prepare to walk across the stage, know that your community is proud of you and believes in your ability to achieve greatness. Congratulations from Scott Industries, Burnham Lumber, PB Cleanup, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
When you're lying there in bed, late at night and all alone, with nothing on but the radio, listening to the midnight man, taking telephone requests, playing songs that you and I used to know. Do you ever think of me? All the nights that we wasted, you can't get back again. But if we ever do, honey, I promise you I'll even love you better than I did then. In the leaves when it's cold, or late when it's warm in the sun. With time on your hands and memories on your mind, or a long sleepless night has just begun. Do you ever think of me and all the nights that we wasted and can't get back again? But if we ever do, honey, I promise you I'll even love you better than I did then. I'll even love you better than I did then. I'll even love you better than I did then.
Statler Brothers on the Light in the Milk House show. 5:14 the time. Today on this Wednesday morning, the 15th of May, we remind you an American Red Cross blood drive will be held at the Richland Center Community Center today from 11 until 5:30. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows today. Looking ahead toward tomorrow night, the Walk with Grace kickoff event will be held Thursday night at Richland Center Community Center, featuring a pancake supper from 4:30 until 7, and also the team packets will be given out. Team registration will cost $150. All are encouraged to attend. A free will offering will be accepted for the pancake supper. The regular board meeting for the town of Orion will be held Thursday night at 5:30 at the Orion Town Hall. For questions, please call Diane Pardoon at 608-647-3578. Keeping you informed and updated here on the radio, WRCO.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. BRLFQ spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your drive-in picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow, and we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders off to bed, old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Eighteen minutes after 5 o'clock, that was Bobby Goldsboro on this Wednesday morning. We're heading toward highs of around 72 with lots of sunshine today, I am happy to report.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. An update on sports today from WRCL. First of all, in high school baseball, it was a win for Darlington over Riverdale, 5-0. Fenimore, 5-2 over Mineral Point. Ithaca, 10-5 over DeSoto. Weston, 16, that is, Lafarge, 6. Iowa Grant beat Boscobel, 7-4. Dodgeville, 4-0 over Lancaster. Reedsburg, 3, McFarland, 1. Seneca, 7-5 over Viroqua. Belmont beat Highland, 7-3. Dodgeville, 4-0 over Lancaster. High school softball last night, Richland Center with a win against Viroqua. That was 14-6. Mineral Point, 9-6 over Mineral Point. It was Highland, 6, and Belmont, 5 in 8 innings.
Dodgeville 9-1 over Sauk Prairie. Wisconsin Dells 9-0 over Nakusa. La Crosse Central beat Sparta 8-1. And River Valley edged Prairie du Chien 7-6 last night. Sal Frelick homered for the first time this season. Joe Ross and three relievers combined on a three-hitter, and the Brewers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3. Pittsburgh's Nick Gonzalez hit his first home run of the year, and Connor Joe also went deep for the Pirates. Gonzalez's last homer was July 2nd against the Brewers. Frelick hadn't homered since August 7th of last season against the Pirates. Frelick also made two diving catches in center field. So the Brew Crew gets a win, and they even up the series last night as well, getting it done on WRCO Radio last evening. Good stuff, as Milwaukee will play again tonight against the Pirates. Now, elsewhere in the majors, it was Philadelphia 4-0 over the Mets, Atlanta 7, the Cubs 0, Cincinnati 6-2 over Arizona, Colorado 6, San Diego 3, the Dodgers 10-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Toronto at Baltimore postponed. The Yankees beat Minnesota 5-1. Boston 5-4 over Tampa Bay. Cleveland 7, Texas 4. Houston 2-1 over Oakland. Kansas City 4 and Seattle 2. Interleague play, Washington 6, the White Sox 3. Miami 1-0 over Detroit. White Sox 4, Washington 0. And that was in the nightcap. And St. Louis 7-6 over the Angels. From the NBA playoffs, New York 121, Indiana 91. Denver beat Minnesota 112-97. From the NHL playoffs, Boston 2, Florida 1, Edmonton 3-2 over Vancouver. A few notes on sports from last night. The Caitlin Clark era in the WNBA officially begun. Although it got off to a slow start, Clark went scoreless for the first 15 minutes before getting more comfortable and finishing with 20 points in the Indiana Fever's 92-71 loss. She missed her first four shots before finally getting on the board midway through the second period. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
All right. Well, friends, it's aerobic polka time. Brace yourself. This is a weird and wild one. Here we go. One, two, and a...
In the same old recreation, my life in general bores me to the core. I need a permanent vacation, but I'm not gonna fool myself. I'm not gonna tell me lies. I won't pretend anything at all, but I really need a big surprise. I wanna see a flying saucer. I wanna see a flying saucer. I wanna see it land in front of my car. A flying formation over my backyard. Carry me off to the nearest star. I wanna see a flying saucer. I wanna see a flying saucer. Get UFO news in the mail. I wanna see something not from Earth, something new to understand, something way beyond sex, death, or birth, or playing music in this band. I wanna see a flying saucer. I wanna see a flying saucer. I wanna see it land in front of my car. A flying formation over my backyard. Okay.
to the nearest star. I want to see a flying saucer. I want to see a flying saucer.
The Brave Combo and the Flying Saucer Polka right there. WRCO Radio. Look out if you see a flying saucer. Give me a call if you do. It'd be kind of cool to interview those aliens. Here's Farron Young.
Hello, Walt.
Hello.
How things go for you today? Don't miss her. Since she up and walked away. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look, here is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain. Now, don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So do you bear with me a while.
Wake up, please, Susie. Wake up, please, Susie.
The Everly Brothers. We're headed toward a high of around 72 today with lots of sunshine and pleasant conditions. Currently in Richland Center as we approach today's sunrise, it is 46 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Wisconsin wraps up a trade mission to Chile. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. Wisconsin officials are building on their trade relationship with Chile. Ag Secretary Randy Romanski tells Brownfield the trade delegation spent the first week of May on South America's west coast promoting Wisconsin products.
It's incumbent upon our agency to develop those relationships with Wisconsin businesses, with Wisconsin farmers, processors, and help them find their market in the world.
Romanski says the delegation had very productive discussions with leaders and prospective buyers in Chile. And along with trading products, he says the people of Chile would like to share some educational opportunities.
Student exchanges, university professor exchanges, and we're pretty fortunate in Wisconsin. We've got a portfolio of people who are interested in doing those kinds of things.
Romanski says Chile is already the 17th largest buyer of Wisconsin products. President Biden has announced a sharp tariff increase on some Chinese imports, including electric vehicles. Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, says the increase will also impact advanced batteries and solar cells. He tells Brownfield,
hopefully this signals a willingness or more openness on the part of the Biden administration to look to biofuels like ethanol and other renewable fuels to help achieve the goals of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and combating climate change.
The White House says the tariffs will be rolled out over the next 3 years. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's analyzing the Department of Labor's new farm worker protection rules as more details are released. John Walt Boatwright says over the past 2 years,
had 8 or 9 rules come down in various stages. And this latest rulemaking has really toppled 3,000 pages in new regulations that America's farmers and ranchers are going to have to comply with if they're using the H-2A program.
He tells Brownfield the program is complicated and extremely expensive, making it difficult for farmers to navigate. While many Wisconsin farmers are still catching up on planting and spraying, agronomist Ryan Gentle with Wiffles Hybrids in Illinois says he's watching corn acres that were planted over Mother's Day weekend.
So there's a big potential for cresting. If we keep getting rain every 3 or 4 days, probably won't be an issue. But if we turn off 80 degrees and sun and wind like we had at the end of last week, we could have some problems.
Southern Missouri farmer Hudson Bird says while the moisture's been good for corn, standing water in fields has drowned some newly emerged soybeans.
Maybe 80 to 120 acres of replant, but of course this looks like there's another rain in the forecast.
He says the replanted soybeans probably won't yield as well as the early planted soybeans with good emergence. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
In agriculture, we take care of our people. And part of that is recognizing when someone might not be okay. While farmers experience higher levels of psychological distress and depression than other occupations, they are less likely to seek help for their mental health. It's on all of us to offer a helping hand. Find tools for managing stress and seeking help at soygrowers.com or #soyhelp. Together, let's cultivate a healthier future. Brought to you by the American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was sluggish again Tuesday. Show lists for the week are higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves 400 to 600 pounds were steady. Steers 600 to 650 pounds were mostly steady on a much lighter offering, and steers over 650 pounds sold on a higher undertone. Feeder heifers 400 to 600 pounds were steady to firm. Heifers 600 to 650 pounds were not well tested, and heifers over 650 pounds were lightly tested. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate offering and the overall quality was very good. Medium and large one feeder steers 552 to 588 pounds brought $309 to $335. Feeder steers 651 to 698 pounds brought $275 to $295. Medium and large one feeder heifers 500 to 549 pounds brought $289 to $312. Boxed beef closed sharply higher on heavy demand for solid offerings. Choice up 544 at 304.39. Select closed 664 higher at 293.82. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors have needed to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts to move numbers. Demand has been a bright spot for the industry, both on the global market and domestically, which has seen a boost with the summer grilling season just around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.05 with a weighted average of 90.83. The Iowa Minnesota closed 14 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.37. The Western Corn Belt closed 68 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.51. Pork values into the day lower, down 93 cents at 101.51, and estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and up about 8,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up sharply, waiting for the week's direct business to develop, and lean hog futures ended the day higher with strong pork demand expectations. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower on profit taking. July beans were down 5 at 12.14 and a half. August was 5 and a quarter lower at 12.18 and a quarter. July corn was down 5 at 4.67 and a half. September was 3 and 3 quarters lower at 4.78. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply, with box beef sharply higher at midday, getting ready for widespread direct business. June live was up 260 at 178.17. August was 272 higher at 176.12. August feeder cattle were 432 higher at 255.67. And on demand expectations at a summer grilling season, June hogs were up 85 at 98.32. July lean was 87 higher at $100.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Taking care of our mental health today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
May is Mental Health Month. Earlier this month, I talked about a survey of farmers in Nevada on mental health topics, and one of the sources said that older male farmers have a suicide rate 6 times higher than their non-farming peers. So let's talk more about that. Elaine Johannes, a Kansas State Extension specialist in community health, says a lot of mental health issues are linked to anxiety. And when that anxiety becomes overwhelming, Johannes says, a technique called QPR can help.
Which is a program that Extension offers, question, persuade, and respond. You question your friend in a very caring way and be ready for the response. Be authentically engaged and then persuade your friend if they do say, I'm not able to sleep at night, or my diet has changed, or my activities of daily living. Those changes over time really are something a friend, a colleague, a family member can cue into and then refer them.
There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more about QPR. And help is also available 24/7 by dialing 988 for the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Some changes are coming to the LGM program. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A farm insurance specialist says changes are coming soon to the livestock gross margin program. Michelle Sell with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield there are several LGM changes that will take effect July 1st, which is the start of the new crop year.
Those include some changes in the timing and methodology for how the actual and expected prices are calculated, which should make LGM a little more user-friendly.
Sell says some of the livestock marketing windows within LGM will open wider.
There's also going to be some added flexibility to market swine and cattle either earlier or later than anticipated, along with, for LGM cattle, some flexibility in choosing the cattle weight and corn amount used in the coverage.
Sell says producers should closely examine programs, including the livestock gross margin, livestock risk protection, and dairy revenue protection programs with their advisor to find the best fit for the farm's profitability. Milk futures and cash dairy prices were lower except for cheese barrels Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 38.5 with 2 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 5 cents at 193 with 14 sales. Cheese barrels up 8.75 cents to 206 with 1 sale. Butter was down 3.25 cents at 299.5 with 17 sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cent to 116.5 and 26 sales. Class 3 milk futures were all lower Tuesday. June Class 3 milk down 49 at 2077, July down 29 cents, 1992, August down 25 at 1949, September down 19 cents at 1943. October through December contracts range from 5 cents lower in November and December to 18 cents lower in October. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently out-yields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Here's a look at your forecast for today in southwest Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine and pleasant conditions. A high of 72. Partly cloudy night tonight. Maybe a slight chance of showers overnight. And a low of 48. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy. A 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. And a high of 70. No precipitation here. It looks like some areas. In fact, one of our weather watchers in Woodman saying they had a little light rain early this morning. We're at 45 degrees. This is the overnight low after a midnight mark of 57.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Your brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And
drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Basketball seniors, as you stand on the brink of a new chapter, remember to cherish the memories you've made and embrace the opportunities that lie ahead. Here's to all the old memories and new ones. Scott Industries, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU, and Julie Karen State Farm.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, you know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, well, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please let's forget the past, 'cause the future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, well, you know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really, really love you, baby, bless my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and then I'll say I do. And then you'll know you have me, and I'll know I'll have you too. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
The Judds on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Shedding a little light on the weather subject will be Tony Schumacher in just a little bit here this morning as we get along on our merry way on a Wednesday. The weather actually looks pretty good for the upcoming weekend events. I don't want to give it some bad vibes and talk about it, and then it'll change. But right now it looks pretty nice for all the events, including the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival this weekend.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. American Legion Post 85, Biba Palooza, Claire Bank, Corner Drug, Grant County Economic Development, Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics, Kyle Hammersbach Trucking Inc., Muscadet Fitness, Muscadet Laundromat, Scott Industries, and WPPI Energy. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At the past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger. Holstein bull calves sold up to 610, beef crossbred calves up to 860, with the heifer and lightweight calves 2 to 240. The 250 to 310-pound Jersey calves sold at 195, with a red steer 415 pounds at 295. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over $1.20, topping out at $1.43. 14% range from $1 to $1.20, one cow under $1. Bulls up to 142. At last Friday's feeder sale, all classes of cattle were very active. The lightweight Holstein steers sold from 250 to 3, 6 to 750 weights to 235, and 8 to 1050 Holsteins 155 to 180. Beef steers and heifers sold from $2.30 to $3, with the heavier cattle 185 to 220, crossbreds lower. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, May 17th, and our annual beef bull sale is coming up pretty fast on Wednesday, May 29th. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim to get your cattle on our sales list. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea what your cattle could bring at our sale. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like some pretty nice spring weather out there today. In fact, much of this forecast will be rather nice. Just a couple of shots of scattered showers in the forecast over the next 7 days. But for today, high pressure in control, bringing us light winds and mild temperatures and a good amount of sunshine as well. A front back in the Dakotas and western Minnesota will slide our way late tonight and tomorrow. Should bring us some widely scattered showers through the day tomorrow. Rain amounts nothing too terribly heavy, maybe a few tenths of an inch or so, and no severe weather expected either. Back to dry conditions on Friday and Saturday. It'll turn a touch warmer as well, with south winds picking up into the start of the weekend. A front will sweep through Wisconsin late Saturday night, might spark a few spotty showers and thunderstorms, although the better chance is in northern parts of the state. Behind that, it should be summer-like Sunday and Monday. Looks like a rather organized weather system could catch up with us by Tuesday of next week. That could bring us a pretty heavy rain across the region. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high 72, east wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower toward morning in the western part of the area, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, high near 70, southeast wind turning southwest up to 10. Thursday night, some isolated showers possible early, then partly cloudy, low 51. Friday, partly cloudy to sunny and warm with a high of 77. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, low 52 with a high near 80. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm later Saturday nights. Sunday, partly cloudy and nice, low at 53, high 77. Monday continued warm and dry with sunshine, high 79. And Tuesday breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high about 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Yesterday's high was 69 here at the studio.